están ahí?
On sobreviviendo con mi
But now watch the beast, and they will teach you. And the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. And the fish of the sea will explain to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? Amen. Hallelujah. One more time. Shall we read together? Are you there?
Amen.
Job 12, verses 7 and 8. 1, 2, 3, let's go. But now ask the beast, and they will teach you, and the birds of the air, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will explain to you. Whoever of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is able to the beast, and they will teach you. Amen.
Amen.
Look for the birds and they will tell you. Hallelujah. If you were to ask your raven, she would say a story of how she went and stole some meat and some bread from the very court of Ahab and took it right there to the servant of God in the wilderness. She's got a story to tell. The story is this, that God will take care of his servants wherever they are.
Amen.
Even if you might be in the wilderness, the raven would say, hallelujah, the God who created me commanded me to take bread and meat from the very court of the king. Hallelujah. And take it right through to where the prophet is and to give him. Hallelujah. We have a God who will speak to the birds and the animals and the fish of the sea, and they have a story to tell us tonight.
Hallelujah.
And the story is this. Wherever you are in the wilderness, hallelujah, my God can reach to you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you were to ask God, the fish on the sea, they have a story to tell. Hallelujah. The way it would say, the Lord spoke to me and said, there is a prophet who is going the wrong way. Hallelujah. He is going against the will of God and going in the opposite direction. He is about to sink. Right now he is in the depth of the ship. But now he is going to go in the depth of the sea. But I am still watching over him to bring to completion the good work that I have begun in him. So Wayne, I command you, stay by that ship. Go by the side of that ship. And when he begins to fall down, hallelujah, make sure that he isn't doing thing duty, because I still have plans over his life. Hallelujah. Are you going the wrong way? Are you going against the will of God? And are you running? Let me tell you, the beast and the birds and the fish of the sea will tell you, our God will not reject you. There is no depth to which you have fallen from which my God cannot raise you back again. The way would say, however deep you have fallen, into the depths which you have fallen, the Lord has commanded. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Are we going to believe that?
Amen. Yes.
The Lord has commanded. The birds have a story to say. The fish of the sea has got a story to say. No depth to which you have fallen. That's why the psalmist says, even if I should make my bed in the depths of hell, even there your hand will find me, O God. Where can I flee from your presence? Hallelujah. Some of you think you're sinking. Let me tell you, you are going to turn your sinking into singing.
Hallelujah.
See, the way you would say, this prophet is a stubborn prophet. If I was in the stomach of a whale, I would have prayed every Monday. But what is amazing about Jonah is, Jonah waited for 3 days to pray. Some, even when you fall, you don't want to get up back again. And you sit there stubborn and ruminant, and the whale would say, look at the patience of my God. I can't even eat him up completely. I can't finish him up, even though he is in my stomach. If the devil was around, he would say, I'd like to have a hold over him, but I just can't think to finish him off. Every time I try to finish him off, his God says, let him go.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jonah, the hook says, on the third day the waves spat him out right where he had to be. Hallelujah. My God knows how to reach you to the place that you need to be. Either the easy way or the hard way. Easy way if you obey him instantly, the hard way, hallelujah, is not. But still right in the place where God wants you to be. Amen. Why not take the easy way and obey him? Praise God. Hallelujah. The fish of the sea has got a story to say. See, the Bible says in the Gospel of Luke that when it came for the time to pay the taxes, Peter, who had left everything to follow the Lord, said, I don't have money. Jesus, what about money? It is good to pray, it's good to disciple, it's good to preach, it is good to go around witnessing, but what about money? The government does not understand that I have something to give the government. Anybody sitting here with that kind of problem? The fish has got a story to say. Hallelujah. The Lord said to Peter, go and put the net once again, Peter. This time you will catch a fish. There's something strange about this fish. The fish was going through the sea, and whenever it finds anything, it just swallows. But this particular fish went upon the coin, was about to swallow it. The Lord said to the fish, keep it in your mouth. Hallelujah! Don't swallow it, keep it in your mouth. My servant needs something. My brother, my sister, I don't know what you're going through, but one thing I know. If God has commanded this word to be spoken tonight, it is spoken over your life. Amen. If you are in a struggle somewhere in the middle of your finances, not knowing how you would be fed and get through another time again into your life, let me tell you, my God who commanded that fish to keep that coin in the mouth will command your provision for you.
Amen.
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 The fish from the sea will explain to you. The birds of the air will tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the beast, they will teach you. The fish, the birds, everything. To when Peter said, Lord, even though everybody would deny him, I won't. I've given my life completely to you, Lord. Everyone else may not aware of that, but I've had the revelation that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So even though everybody might forsake you, I won't. You ever said that in your life? And did the greatest of blunders? The cock would say, hallelujah. My God told me to follow this man Peter. And watch it. I'm always trying those before I fall. Just watch. He will there the first time, don't go there. He will there the second time, don't even say the thing there. Keep going. Don't make any noise, bro. But the third time he makes the same mistake and says, I do not know him. I do not even know who you're speaking about. Then open your mouth. And the Bible says in the Gospel of Luke chapter 22 that when the cock crowed, when Peter denied a third time, the Lord looked at him. Hallelujah. The Lord looked at him. My brother, the cock would say, even when you fail, he still will look at you. And this one look is enough to bring you back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to you, the eyes of the Lord are upon you. You might have failed him again and again and again and again. But let me tell you, the eyes of the Lord are upon you. The rock would say, no matter how many times you fall, you have a way back, because there's a God who is full of mercy and compassion.
Amen.
Believe that?
Amen.
I mean, believe that.
Amen.
The rock would say, there is no failure from which the Lord cannot get you back. In 2 Samuel, I like this word, and I've preached it once before. In 2 Samuel, the 14th chapter, it says, the Lord devises schemes to get you back. The Lord devises schemes to get you back when you go away from Him. One way or the other, He devises schemes to get you back. Aren't you glad about the kindness of the Lord?
Amen.
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 Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Look to the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, the beast of the field and the earth. Amen. A donkey would have a story to say. In a time in Israel, it is usually the prophet who prophesies. But this time it's the other way around. The donkey is prophesying to the prophet. When you go the wrong way, the donkey would say, I can't go along anymore with you. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to get back to the way that God has commanded you to get back to. You need to come back to the place where God has commanded you to come back to. The Lord would say to the donkey during Balaam's time, you cannot go your own way, Balaam. You cannot curse my people. Hallelujah. The fish have a story to say. Be glad. Next day or tonight, when you have your fish, remember, there's got a story to say. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What about the earth? What is the earth? The fish, the beast, the birds, and the earth. What about the earth? Does the earth have a story to say? He went during Moses' time, when Numbers says, when the book of Numbers, it says, when Dathan, Abiram, and Korah rebelled against the anointing of the Lord and against the Lord, earth, God said to the earth, just move away from there. Amen. Just move away from there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The earth would have a story to say, don't rebel. Are you with me? Don't rebel. Wives, be submitted to your husband. Children, be submitted to your parents. Hallelujah. Church, be submitted to your pastor. Don't rebel. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. When you walk through the earth. Have a believer by your side. Amen. If you are looking at how old a believer by your side. When I send, you know, people out for ministry, sometimes you know, somebody is weak, somebody is strong, and I mix them up. Hallelujah. The weak can become strong. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because if the earth should give away. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get to Job. Let's get to Job. Would you lift your hands and pray and say, Lord, speak to me tonight. Mighty Father, hallelujah. 39.
God is ministering to you from His Word, remember, all is to see the Word with faith. Amen. The prophet is right there. The book and chapter. And I want to speak to you three animals and birds that I mentioned there. Third man's chapter and verse 13. Can somebody read it for me, please?
The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but are her wings and pinions like the kindly storks?
The what?
For she leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust. She forgets that a foot may crush them, or that a wild beast may break them. She treats her young harshly as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without concern.
Now read the 27 verse, 26, 27.
Does the hawk fly by your wisdom and spread its wings toward the south? Does the eagle mount up at your command and make its nest on high?
Oh, yes.
On the rock it dwells and resides, on the crag of the rock and the stronghold, from where it spies out the prey, its eyes observe from afar.
Amen. Hallelujah. The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but her wings and pinions like the kindly storks. Amen. Ostrich was created by God, I would say, to fly. It's a bird. It's been given wings. It's been given wings so it can fly. But all an ostrich can do is just flap the wings. And that's a very proud thing. But it is not able to fly. Amen. Hallelujah. The reason it can't fly is because its body weight is more than the weight of its wings. Are you with me? The weight of its body is greater than the weight of its wings. So its wings are not able to take its body up. At the moment it can do is just have a few meters up, a jump and flap and fall down again. But when God created us, God gave us a spirit and a flesh. We have a spirit, a soul and a body. What I want to highlight is the spirit and the flesh. So when your flesh is stronger, your spirit is unable to fly. You hear that? When your flesh is stronger, your spirit is unwilling to fly. You might have the desire to fly and walk in the promise of God and be victorious and see the blessing of God descend upon you. But because you have been feeding your flesh, you hear that? Because you've been feeding your flesh, it's turned stronger. So every time you try to fly, you can't seem to go up. Amen. Say this with me, what you feed will be what is strong. If you feed your flesh, that will become stronger. If you feed your spirit, that will become stronger. So you need to feed your spirit man. Are you with me? You need to feed your spirit man with the Word of God. That's the food for the spirit. Prayer. That's the food for the spirit. See, a praying Christian will always run forward. A worshiping child of God will always be victorious. He is spoken about this great apostle John. You know what, don't you? Before he was banished to the island of Patmos, the Dominican emperor took him and put him for his faith in a pot of oil, burning oil. And when they put John in the burning oil, and the emperor was watching to see him die, but John inside the oil began to worship his God. Hallelujah! He began to worship his God. Though you walk through the fire, it will not scorch you. He began to worship his God. And after some time of worshiping the Lord, he came out of the fire and began to walk towards the emperor. And he descended by the
vanish and vanish into the island of Patmos. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you? What I'm saying to you is this. If you will feed your spirit with worship, with the word of God, with prayer, then that will become stronger. Some of you, you know you're called to fly. God has got high, great blessings over your life, prophecies over your life, but you understand that your flesh is dominating you. Why? Because you've been feeding it. The more you feed, the more strong it becomes. Are you with me? If you have one drink today, you will want tomorrow too. Amen. First a peg, then a mug, then a jug. That's the way it goes. Amen. You can't feed your flesh man. Amen. Some of you are. See what happens to the ostrich? He says here, she leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the nest. See, the eggs of an ostrich are its blessing that is received from God. But it is not value of it. And then value it up. How did you want to go? Some people have taken for granted your calling, your ministry, your service towards the Lord. You have taken for granted. Are you with me? Amen. And what happens? When your flesh becomes stronger, you will not value the very blessings which God has given you. You will leave your talents right there for any beast to crush it. But I believe this is the time when God is allowing His word to be spoken over our lives, so that we can once again be enriched by His word, to allow our spirit man to be made strong and our flesh to be subject to the spirit and walk in the ways of God. Amen. Since once upon a time you had great regard for worship, you could hardly wait to get here before you wanted to worship the Lord. Now you come, take a place, as in bed. Why? Because you took it for granted. I doubt whether you have faith even worshipping the Lord. Are you with me? Once you knew were called, once the word was precious to you, the calling was precious to you, you would rather have the light of God's word in your life than anything else. But when your flesh began to get strong, that's why the enemy will always try to stimulate your flesh. If you are a young minister of the gospel, remember, flatteries. People coming and saying, you're good, great, I see the next beginning in you. That is actually to feed your flesh. Are you with me? How many of you feel like? What you feel will become strong. See, you need to keep it precious, the things that have been given from God. It's not how many things that you know that matters, but the things that you're convinced of, convicted of. Are you with me? And those are the things that are precious. Look to the ostrich. She forgets that a foot may crush them or that a wild beast may break them. She treats her young harshly as though they were not good. Have you seen that? When your flesh begins to become stronger, you hate what your spirit man wants. Then the compromise that you do is on your spirit. Are you with me? And the minute you begin to become enlightened in prayer and worship, people will come and feed your spirit. I mean, feed your flesh. Either with fear of rejection. Many people are unable to walk with God because of fear of rejection from their people, near and dear to them. Today I was sitting in my room and praying, and the Lord said, even if a father or a mother should forsake a child, I will never forsake you. I know that word, but I said, Lord, why do you speak that to me? The Lord said, this is important. The time will come when you will know the reason I have spoken it. People will feel your flesh. That's why once upon a time you were interested in worshipping the Lord, and that's what mattered. You wanted to be identified with the Lord and with His people. See how the enemy tries to think you are compromised. Never compromise with the enemy. Are you with me? Never compromise with the enemy. When you read the book of Exodus, you find something that will scan your mind, which because the word says that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. You hear that? See, but when you read the book of Exodus very clearly, it's not that way. It starts with the word that every time God spoke to him, Pharaoh hardened his heart. And when Pharaoh continuously did that, then finally God still let him out. Are you with me? How many bring me tonight?
Amen.
Your flesh, it needs to be subjected to the Spirit. Somebody asked Benahem, how can I walk in the Spirit? Benahem said, only one way. Only one way to walk in the Spirit. How can I walk in the Spirit, Benahem? Benahem said, only one way. What is it? Pray. How long? Pray till your flesh is dead. Hallelujah, how are you doing? Well, you're wrong. We don't want to take lightly the blessing of God for our life. Amen. I was sitting with the Lord and said, Lord, see, today the congregation is not even, once your heart begins to harden, once you begin to take compromise with the enemy, you soon find that the truth of the word is no longer truth for you. The Lord's second coming, when he comes, he's waiting there to prepare and take forth for himself the glory of his church, his bride. Are you with me? His bride. A glorious church without a spot or a wrinkle or a blemish. A spot, a wrinkle or a blemish without it. Imagine that. How many can marry you? When you got married, you waited in that church or that place, and you were looking for your bride, and your bride came, and she had half her dress torn. The rest of the half was all dirty. She didn't have one slipper, only one slippers. Hair all lying like this. And you're waiting there in the best suit. You would have been embarrassed, wouldn't you? You would have been embarrassed, wouldn't you? You would have said, she does not even love me. She does not even respect me. How much more when Jesus comes in great glory in the cloud? He is coming to take back for himself a church without a spot, a wrinkle, or a blemish. And when he should find you and me with a dust throw, with some dirt here and a film there, doing our own thing, walking about, is a sure sign that your flesh has mastered your spirit. You have forgotten the revelation of God's word. Come on. The Bible says, you don't know when he comes. See that? The Bible says, when we are not expecting him. Scary. If you're not walking with God, you're not expecting him. When you least expect him, that's the time he comes. And you can't say, listen, let me go prepare myself. It's no time for that. So wait. So we don't want to miss the rapture. We want to have the truth of God revealed right in front of us. I took the last week after being in prayer. I said, Lord, help us to focus right. Help us to keep our eyes right, our focus right. Let the fire be burning. Let the fire be burning. You understand that? Some of you have lost your spiritual sight. See, the ostrich is not even respected its own young. It reads it harshly in the Bible. Are you with me? The giftings and the blessings of God is harsh.
I don't care. See, you need to understand the spiritual eyes. It is a gift from God. When God opens, the Bible says, if our gospel is white, it is white in the doors of them who are perishing. Why? Because the God of this world has blinded their minds from understanding the gospel. So there's a blinding that comes from the enemy which makes you to lose your sight of God. And God opens your sight by grace, by faith, and allows you to know His Son, allows you to know His grace, allows you to know His Word, allows you to know His anointing. So you can walk to be with Him, for Him, live for Him. And our spiritual eyes are so sensitive. If you should lose your sight, then what happens to people? You wouldn't know what is to be respected, what is not to be respected. Are you with me? The author is not careful here. See, look to a couple of, it says in the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy 34, that when Moses was 120, his eyes did not grow dim. Take it in a spiritual sense, his eyes were still fresh. Are you with me? He kept what God did, his eyes were still fresh. But look to A in 1 Samuel 4. His eyes began to dim. Look to Isaac, Abraham's son Isaac. See, Isaac, the Bible says, when his eyes began to dim, he said, get me some good meat to eat. You were the only one who need to eat when you've lost your spiritual sight.
Make its nest on high. On the rock it dwells and resides, on the crag of the rock and the stronghold.
Amen. See, the reason the Bible speaks about the eagle is because the Bible says that the eagle, it soars on high. Are you with me? It flies. Why? Because its wings are more stronger than its body. Its wings are more strong than his body. Amen.
Amen.
So he knows how to soar on high. How are you with me tonight?
Amen.
He knows how to lift up. So why? Because wings are stronger than his body. I like it. Spirit man is stronger. Then you're able to soar on. Your body is subject to. Are you with me? Then it says here, it knows how to take care of its young. It does not leave its young right anywhere. It takes the young to the topmost part of the rock, builds its net and keeps it there, that no animal should reach and take it. It knows what it has received from God, the blessing, how to take care of it. When your spirit man is stronger, you will value your calling more. Are you with me? Amen.
Amen.
See, I had a congregation here. And I was sitting with the Lord and asking the Lord. I had a congregation here where the people had their eyes so enlightened by God's glory, who treasured their calling more than anything else, will do anything for God. But people who had no sight, people who were dead and doubly dead, people in their families, people elsewhere, friends, spoke to them continuously over a period of time, reasoned with their mind, and made them lose their respect for their calling, for the word of God, for the gifting of the Spirit, for the passion for the soul, for the blessing of God.
I said, Lord, grace. Grant. Your spirit man needs to be stronger. The only way to do is by the word, by prayer, by the fellowship of the saints. When you gather together to worship the Lord, when you meet together to agree and pray. Are you with me? The beast. But the feel the birds of the air, look at the ear. He knows how to take care of his young. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Would you pray with me before I come here with the message? Oh, hallelujah. Has God been speaking to you? Has God been speaking to you? God be speaking to you, my brother. God be speaking to you, my sister. Then pray. Say, Lord, help me to come back to you. He's here. If you draw near to him, pray.
Hallelujah. The moisture of your flesh, God is sitting you free tonight, right now.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Tonight I said to the Lord, Lord, people who are genuinely wanting to be free to walk in the Spirit, I want your anointing to come upon them and set them free.
Hallelujah.
It says, the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on the high. Amen. You need to understand that your spirit man needs to continuously stay strong. Amen. And it is the anointing of God that keeps the spirit man charged up. Are you with me? But I want to show you something here. See, when you're born again, God has put inside of you His seed, His nature. And the devil knows as long as your spirit man is strong, you will be victorious in all that you do. So He will try to weaken your flesh, weaken your spirit, by appealing to your flesh. Now let's just look to Luke chapter 3 and verse 21. Let's look to the life of Jesus here. Luke's Gospel chapter 3. And verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. Amen. Now look to Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Amen. Being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and afterward when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command the stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, All this authority I will give you and their glory. Amen. The devil knows how to give you glory. The easy way. And for this has been delivered to me, and I can give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. That we know the third temptation. Now read I won't read the full thing, because then read the 14th verse. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and the news of him went throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. Amen. Now read the 18th verse. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. Amen. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now listen to this. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 3 and verse 28 says, the Spirit came upon him. In Luke 4:1 says he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Luke 4:14 says he was filled with the power of the Spirit. Amen. And Luke 4:17 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he is anointed me. The four manifestations of the Holy Spirit upon the life of Jesus. What I'm speaking about is the eagle soaring on high. Are you with me? Now here, when the Spirit came upon him, the Spirit, remember, came upon him in the bodily form of a dove. There's something about the dove. See, the dove is single-eyed. Are you with me? Its focus is single. That's the only one that has got the gift. Its focus is simple. Single one. So what the Lord is saying is this. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, when the Spirit of man becomes alive unto God, your focus needs to be single. Are you with me? Your focus needs to be single. So what happens? The enemy comes to stimulate your flesh by taking away your focus. Are you with me? Now look for. Jesus, filled with the Spirit, returned from Jordan, and I wish the statue was not there. But it says here, the devil came to tempt him. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil came to tempt him. Now what I want to highlight is this, see? The devil's first temptation was to the natural desires. Are you with me? Was to awaken the natural desire. Bread. Natural. Eat your bread. You eat. So, it comes to tempt you, to make you lose your focus by getting involved. There's nothing wrong with eating. What I'm saying is, your natural desires is what is trying to stimulate. Awaken your natural desires. That's why sometimes when you're born again, and when you don't keep your focus, when the enemy comes, it stirs up your natural instincts, natural desires. You came out of slavery to sin, can again awaken into that. Are you with me? The second, the enemy came to tempt him with hidden ambitions and shortcuts to glory. Are you with me? What I'm saying is this. Some of you know the gifting which God has placed in you, your calling, but you have not realized that an enemy is trying to feed your flesh, to take your focus away from the Lord and from His Word and His purpose and from His kingdom by awakening your natural desires, if not to awaken and to bring about your hidden ambitions. Shortcuts to glory. How many people fall for that? How many people think they can special? They can have a brand ministry. Elevation. Brand work for God. The devil will stimulate you right there. You can have fame one night. One ministry. That's all that you need to do, Jesus. But there are no shortcuts in the Bible. Are you with me? Discipleship. Submission. Finding your spiritual positioning in the kingdom of God. Finding your place where God has put you. Humbling yourself, feeding on the Word. See, there are no shortcuts, there are no easy ways to success. And if there is easy way, remember it's from the devil. The worship. See, I was studying. I love teenage ministry. I love some great men of God to come with me. But many a believer has fallen short of the glory of God. Why? You know why? Because they have watched some of the ministry and they thought, that's easy. I want that. That's not the way. There's a cost. Are you with me? If Christ can make you a natural desire, he tries to give you a place to lose focus on the Lord, he didn't have vision. And remember, see, when the Lord took picture over there, it left for a season. That's what the Bible says it did. Left for a season. With each degree of growth that you have in your walk with God, the enemy will come with a great intensity of temptation. Make no mistake about it. And as a minister, I wouldn't be doing faithful service unto God if I did not warn you about it. Are you with me? He comes again with a greater intensity. Natural desires, hidden ambitions and goals, and boom, 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 boom. You don't know where it came from. See, but what you need to understand is, look for, it says here, the Spirit came upon him. That means he had a good experience. Are you with me? See, many people think just because they had an experience of the Spirit of God coming upon them, that's it. Then he was filled. Luke 4:1. The experience that he had outside. Some of you have walked away. You know why? Because you came here with an experience. No doubt about it. That's why you said, oh, I want to go home. I had an experience. Boom, I had an experience. When I was worshiping Lord, God's glory came on my eyes. I felt so good. And then you go back and you want to, why you discouraged? Because you fell again. You know why? Because he just came upon you. How many of you are with me tonight?
Amen.
But there is a baptism of the Holy Spirit, which means just coming you. Are you with me? Fill you. Now when the filling came, the enemy knew, the Lord has got something in him that he has to make sure that's not being exposed. Are you with me? The Lord has something in him. Shouldn't explode. It's okay. Now come on, help me with this message. The temptation was that. But when the Lord took victory over there through the word, amen. Somebody, you know that the indwelling presence of God. You know why some of you have just experienced and you've lost the time where you've just had experience when you come to the, so many people, they've just had experience when they come for a meeting. And they look for another experience. You know why? Because when they go over, when they struggle and they sit, you know what? They begin to think, what's inside of me? Is it bonding? Is it the devil? Is it what's wrong? Because the filling of the Spirit is not taking place inside of me. And then when the enemy tries to make you lose your focus, see, what is amazing is when the Spirit of God came upon him, one glorious thing. Are you with me? Came in the form of a dove. Then the voice of the Father said, this is my beloved Son. What the Word of God is trying to tell us is this. Listen, that's the only voice that you need to hear. The voice of the Father. Paul said, if I am a prisoner of men, I wouldn't be a servant of God. Galatians 1 verse 10. Are you with me? So this word says that the enemy came for a quick release to glory, a quick way to manifest, Luke 4, 1, and then when he took victory, it was full of the Spirit, and came in the power of the Spirit. But now, I was doing that amazing time with the Lord, that the Lord was teaching me something which I myself had mistaken, and he was correcting me. See, you heard time and again the word glory, the presence, anointing, power. That's not the way you're thinking. The glory is indeed the presence. Now when the anointing comes, there can be power. But there's a huge difference between this word power in Luke 4:14 and Luke 4:18, where it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he's anointed me. The word anointing is different from the word power. Are you with me tonight?
Amen.
Help me with this, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
See, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, gives you three revelations. One, you need to be praying, you know, see, we have that experience. Two, in the form of a dove, single focus. Three, to listen to the Father's voice. When you're filled with the Spirit inside of you, the enemy comes to steal away what God has rightfully given you. When you overcome, you're filled with power. Are you with me? But the word anointing is different. It's when, see, not an experience over you, not even a nice good feeling inside of you, but when the anointing comes. That word anointing actually means an impartation of the, you know, that word anointing means to rub in, to smear one self off, to rub in into someone. It means just not an outward experience, but a rubbing in of the character of God, of His glory, His grace, His power into you. See, our assurance was because, see, you can come here and stand if you're a minister of the gospel and you feel a power come upon you. That's not the anointing. You hear that? When the anointing comes together with the anointing, that word anointing, the character and the fruit and the gifting both emerge inside of you. Come on.
Amen.
It means, see, it's not over you, not something around you. But inside of you, the anointing is inside of you. Let me show you something here. 1 John chapter 2. Now we're staying with eagles. Amen? We're staying with eagles. The reason why you're going to know is because it's only through the anointing of God we're charged up. Amen? 1 John 2 and verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the saying, anointing teaches you concerning all things, and it's true that it's not a lie, just as He has taught you, you will abide in Him. Now, can I shock you here? In 1 John 2, you need to read from verses 15 onwards. You can't read that together. Do not love the world, or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the anti-anointing, anti-Christ means anti-anointing. Are you with me? Christ, the word means Christos, means anti-anointing. It is coming. Even now many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. And if they had been of us, they would have come and continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Amen.
Amen.
But it goes on to say, but the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. The power, most people substitute the word power, actually means, you know, according to the Samson had power. Are you with me? When I even come to minister, no power. Could have anything there. You go back, no character. No anointing is like. You hear that? What Bible is telling us is this, listen to this. It's not going to be an experience over you. And you don't want anti-anointing. You don't want counterfeit anointing. You want the real thing. The real anointing, when that anointing comes, says you won't have the love of the world. The lust of the eyes. The pride of life. The lust of the flesh. You won't say, you're innocent, I don't need any love. But you will want the body of Christ. Are you with me? speaks in my eight things there when the real anointing comes. You want one, you will want to serve. Amen.
Amen.
So, see, we stay with eagles. The message is this. God has called us to be an eagle. Are you with me? And for that, what we need is just not experience over us. Some of you walk in this place having experience over you every time you come in. It's good. But when you go out, you don't have anything in you. Some of you going out, you start stepping out for the Lord, ministering, and you feel that power come upon you. Be good. But when you're by yourself sitting in your room, boom, something happens. Well, I was shaken. Like, why? Because something like that happened in my life. I didn't know all this was inside of me. Where did it come from? What about the anointing? What about resurrection power? The Lord said, study that word again. So dropping in of the character, the fruit and the spirit, the gift into you, the Christ life. Are you with me?
Amen.
What we want is the real anointing of God, of Father, to look to people with flesh anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. The key is this. We need to keep our spirit match. To be like an eagle. Look at the beast of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, the earth. Learn from it. Amen. We just don't want to experience nice, good feeling experience. We don't want God to use us and still be empty inside. Anybody here serving the Lord? How many of you have served the Lord and you felt great in the pulpit when you go out and then, and I was by yourself at home, you felt miserable inside? Anybody here? That's it. Why? Because you subdue the power for the anointing. Are you with me? But what we need is genuine hallelujah. Revelation of the Holy Ghost inside of us. That's the time you say, great is the one who is in you. Anointing is in you, not upon you. You know, somebody's inside of you that's not sin, that's not Satan, that's not the world. Jesus.
Amen.
Right with the one. When you hear that, you know. Boom. Are you with me? It's in you. So learn this message today. Let's. I want to take some time to worship the Lord. Amen. To see, the reason we come here on Friday is meeting this, to worship the Lord. Are you with me? Get our spirit man to be charged up in worship. The word to feed our spirits. Amen. To be strong. When you go out there and pray, flesh might be subject. Looking to the Lord, single focus. Listen, the enemy comes. Stir up. Are you with me? Stay focused. Stay under anointing of God. Let's stand in the presence of God today. To be touched by you, oh mighty God, once again to be like an eagle that will soar up and mount up with the wings like eagles, once again have a single focus, once again move in the kingdom of God. I pray for every heart that is so earnestly praying, Father, meet with us tonight. We not want religion, we not want an experience, we want a genuine touch from heaven. Touch our hearts. Keep your finger upon our hearts tonight. Stir up, Lord, inside of us, your anointing. Oh, come on, let's seek you now. Oh, hallelujah. May our lives be open for you. And we pray in the name of your Son Jesus. For every heart. Jesus. My Lord.
I need you.
opened my heart to you. I submit my life to you. Help me to keep my eyes on you. Lord Jesus, it is you that I need. Come into my heart. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. Lord Jesus, I submit my spirit, my soul, my body to you. I give myself completely to you. I believe you are the resurrection and the life. Resurrect me, Lord. Give me new life. Give me new life. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your blood that cleanses me from all sin.